The St. Cloud State University survey, one of the most comprehensive in the state, reached 552 randomly selected landlines and cell phone users during their October 13th through the 22nd calling period, with questions ranging from politics and policy during this midterm election year to questions on the environment and legalization of marijuana. Assistant Professor of Political Science and co-director of the SESU survey, Jim Cottrell, provides insight into some of the findings already published.
We had a lot of questions related, because it was a midterm election year, we had a lot of questions related to people's approval ratings of important figures, both in Minnesota, mainly in Minnesota politics. And so people who were running for governor, for Senate, and for those races, we were interested in how people feel about them. And then we went further. We asked them, were they likely voters? And if they were, who would they vote for? And then we had follow-up questions, why would you vote for that candidate? And so it allowed the voter to really give us some open-ended response on what was the thing that they really liked about the candidates. And so that was interesting to take a look at that. The results for Franken and for Dayton, and we also, Klobuchar was included in our survey, even though she wasn't up for re-election this year. But what we found is our elected officials have a high approval rating. And one of the reasons that Franken and Dayton won is because people have confidence and they're satisfied with what they've done in office. So when somebody is the incumbent and the people are happy with their performance, then they don't want to make a change. And so it's interesting that in this Republican year, where we had a wave of Republican candidates win election, and in fact, the Minnesota State House was taken back by the Republican Party, but on the top of the ticket, you know, Dayton won a pretty sizable lead as governor, and Franken won pretty handily in his Senate reelection bid. And it was mainly simply because people thought they had done a good job. And they were happy with their performance. And that was kind of one of the key findings, was that regardless of how people felt about the parties, they felt like these particular candidates had done well, that these public officials had done well in office, and so that's why they were reelected.
SESU survey discovered 51% of respondents rated Governor Dayton's job as excellent or pretty good, while 50% of the respondents rated Franken's performance similarly. In addition to questions on political candidates, Cottrell said SESU survey questions centered around policy issues surrounding immigration reform, the environment, and the legalization of marijuana.
They had a few questions about climate change, global warming, should the government do anything about it? And so that report was just released last week, and the St. Cloud Times did a story about that. But by and large, I mean, I think the major finding on environment was that most Minnesotans think that climate change is a concern, and they think that the science is compelling, and that's certainly more so than the rest of the United States. Minnesotans seem convinced of the science on that. We also had several questions relating to immigration, which is really timely because the survey was before the president's announcement about his executive orders on immigration. So we had several questions about that and asked attitudes about not just immigration in general, but different immigrant populations. So obviously in Minnesota, we have a large Somali population. And so those results will be reported very soon. I think the report is in its final draft, and I think that's going to be released very soon. We also had a couple of questions from one of our student directors relating to legalization of marijuana. And I believe that report is just about finished as well. And my understanding is that the results indicated that most Minnesotans, a small majority, favor legalization.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Vicki Iacago.